This is GQDN for Thursday, September 26th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of great stuff right there. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. I almost gave the wrong number. Like I said, it's excellent stuff. So put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, once again, you got your daily update for the Raid the World First. We got a strike going on and somebody's shutting down after 15 years. But what happened today, earlier today? According to IGN, the Tokyo Game Show has been done. And Xbox was there, and they went over a lot of stuff. That includes Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater, did open the show. And it gave a little bit more information about the game, but it did not give a release date yet. My Hero Academia is coming to Overwatch 2, and that will come October 17th. So we shall see what happens with that. The Age of Mythology retold. The Immortal Pillars was announced, and that will take you through China, along with some new gods, powers, and more stuff. No release date yet, but it is indeed coming. Then Phil Spencer showed off his StarCraft t-shirt and said that StarCraft Remastered and StarCraft 2 is now coming to Game Pass, and they will both be coming to Game Pass as a free-to-play games. And it will be available to anyone that has the PC Game Pass or the Game Pass Ultimate subscription from November 5th. Then they showed a new Indiana Jones trailer, which had both cinematics and gameplay, and that will be coming December 9th. Then we get to some cuteness. Tanuki Pons Summer did show up with a trailer and some gameplay, but no announced date for it. And then they showed Threads of Time, which is a Square Enix game. And this is going to be an HD 2D game as well, with some pixel art, which has no release date to it, so I'm assuming next year. And then they showed We Love Katamari Reroll, and The Royal Reverie is available today on Xbox. So it's a remaster classic game that did feature some quality of life enhancements and some new modes, like selfie mode and internal mode. So if you have Game Pass, there you go. And here comes another hero shooter, Fragpunk. And IGN did say that the beta will be in October. And then that is October 10th. But they did show a deep dive in the showcase, along with all the other stuff. Metaphor Ravenzo was next. And they just got a new trailer. Now, this is a game that's from the creators of Persona 3 and Persona 4 and Persona 5. And the game is launching on October 11th, and Xbox players got a demo there yesterday. So if you want to play the game, you can go check that out. Atelier Yumiya also got a deep dive in itself, which is Atelier Yumiya, the Alchemist of Memories, and the Envisioned Land. So if you do like that type of game, you can indeed go try that out. And the game also got a new trailer, and that is Arusajang Rumble, and it was showing some different characters to it in the deep dive, which might come out there next year. Bleach Rebirth of Souls got a new trailer as well, and there is also no date for the game. Singularity Echo of Ada will launch January 24th, 2025. Pre-orders are now open, so if you know of that title, you can now pre-order it. And Fallout 76 says we're going to bring in some cats and some other furry friends. So, here we go. Cats and dogs. Suikoden 1 and 2 Remaster has happened, and they got some gameplay comparison. So Suikoden 1 and Suikoden 2 is being remade. And we shall see if that shows up on other consoles. But I would assume, as of right now, just Xbox. But all you need is help. And that is available today. All you need is help is a 4-player co-op game, so you can have fun with that. Slitherhead got a deep dive as well, and that's a new horror game. So while PlayStation had theirs, now Xbox has theirs. But they showed a deep dive with the game itself. And there's also some pre-orders for the game, but no launch date yet. The Starbites, Taste of Dessert, also got a new trailer as well. Speaking of which, my bread's almost done. So the Taste of Dessert, they get a new trailer, and they did show up its colorful anime mech gameplay. Dessert or desert? Dragon Quest III HD 2D also got a remake. Yeah, we know that, but it got a deep dive. So we know it's coming out November 14th, but there was a whole new deep dive on the Xbox showcase. So if you're into the Dragon Quest, you can take a look at that. And they also said that Mana Games will be coming to Xbox as well. That was Square Enix showing up, and we're right in the middle of the Square Enix box. And they did say the two classic Mana games will be coming to Xbox today. And that is the Trials of Mana and the Legend of Mana. So here we go. Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster is also on Xbox. They made that announcement today as well. So well done to everybody at Xbox. Speaking of which, going into Blizzard, the BlackRock Depths raid testing schedule was released, and that's according to the Blue Post. So Thursday, which is today, that'll start at 11 Pacific time, 2 o'clock for those of us in the East. Normal difficulty, Lord Rakor, Bulgar, Lord Igidius, Gollum Lord Arkamak. Tomorrow will be the 7, General Angerforge, Ambassador Flameblash, Emperor Dragon Thresen, and then they'll go Heroic on Thursday, October 3rd, and Friday, October 4th. And the Blue Post did give some answers of how to get to the raid and all that stuff. So you can go check that out. Now we got some sad news. PlayStation Universe said that Merge Games has announced that they're shutting down after 15 years. So here's what they said on Twitter. After 15 years, Merge Games is closing down. Starting from a tiny, cramped attic and growing to a tight, multi-disciplined 22-person team, we brought hundreds of indie games to storefronts around the world and loved every moment of it. We couldn't have done it without people passionate about indie games. From all of our developers all the way to you folks, the players. If you see someone from Merge, just know that they're an incredible person that worked their hardest. Thank you for many years of gaming. Now, they did make some titles while they were up since 2010. Now include Alex Kidd, Dead Cells, Darkest Dungeon, Spirit of the North, and Street of Rage 4. So good run, you guys. Good run. But at least they weren't harassed. Because the Ghost of Yoti, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, is indeed getting harassed on social media. But they were met with a positive response from fans. But there was a small section of fans that did spend more time about complaining about games than actually playing them. And they found the voice actor, Erika Ishii, on Twitter. And there were some complaints about the girl boss narrative because they were heckling about the historical revisionism and the, quote, woke, unquote. And what these hecklers did find out is that Ishii did not have any preferred pronouns, but she is a part of the LGBTQ community, and her hairstyle was not to their liking. So Ishii started blocking people, which did anger the people even further. So one person did say, quote, woke and unhinged, end quote. Another person said, quote, the actress of Ghost of Tsushima sequel is actively blocking people, end quote. Now, once again, we got some very interesting news from IGN, because the Ubisoft France strike was called over the return to the office order in a pay dispute. So, the Syndicat des Travailleurs du Jeux Vidéo, which is STJV, which I'll call it from now on, which is a French video game worker union, said that Ubisoft management did impose a return to work or return to office order for 3 days a week for all employees. quote, without any tangible justification or any consultation with the workers' representatives, for the quote. After more than 5 years of working efficiently in the current remote work context, many of our colleagues have built or rebuilt their lives, family life, housing, parenthood, etc., and simply cannot return to the previous working conditions. Further quote, our employer knows this perfectly well. The consequence of its decision will be the loss of our colleagues' jobs, the disorganization of many game projects, and a drastic increase in psychological risk for those who remain. We will keep our eyes on this. And just a reminder, Engadget.com did say that PlayStation 5 Pro is now available for pre-order today, though EU sold out quickly. So if you want it, it's out for pre-order. And once again, here's your update via Radar.io. For the race to world first, Liquid still has the lead. At 145 pulls, they're at 61.72%. Echo's in second with 106 pulls, 64.57%. And Method has 17 pulls, and they're at 65.54%. It's a close one. And I said it's going to be the top three. It's going to be those three. So, will they get it done today? Or will they get it done tomorrow? Or will they get it done before the weekly show Saturday? We shall see. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow sometime. Who knows when?